We got Rockford Lutheran here at the desk with us, their head coach Chuck Leonard in his second year with the Crusaders. Before that, long tenure at Belvedere, and a couple of his superstars. We got Christian Bonacquisti and Tiger Brown here with us as well. And Coach, thanks so much for making time, coming down. It's great to see you again.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, it's our pleasure. And last year, you know, a lot of things happening, new coach, new kind of situation at Lutheran. Lots of areas I'm sure you targeted for improvement for your squad going through your offseason, the summer activities, which you couldn't be around for. What are the goals that you set up for your players when, you know, you couldn't be around to hold them accountable? What did you want to see them get better at by the time you guys hit the practice field last Monday? They were ready to really get to work on some X's and O's.
You know, we just talk about doing things the right way.
Yep.
You know, and really trying to be a person of character. You know, and that's what we talk about. You know, we want to graduate godly men. That's the vision of the program. And, you know, if we can do that, we're going to have guys out there that that give their word, they keep it, they're dependable, they're on time, they're working hard, they're giving their best effort. You know, they know how to completely put it all on the line. And, you know, if we got a group of 40 young men that are all doing that and are all on the same page with that, we're going to be successful on the field. And, you know, that's really what we're about. And, you know, the kids have really done a nice job this summer of working hard, buying in. You know, we got a lot of guys that are going to have to play both sides of the ball. So, you know, just preparing them mentally and physically for that. We've got a great, phenomenal strength coach and Coach Fawcett that's really been working with these guys. So, yeah, it's just getting everybody on the same page and, you know, letting them know what the clear expectations are and, you know, getting rolling after that.
Absolutely. I want to get to your players here. And Tiger, last year as a sophomore, you were already kind of the bellwether back, and that's a unique position to be getting that many carries as a sophomore. Talk to me about that experience, how ready you feel already as a junior, feeling like you have some experience, and talk to me about what, you know, your goals were going through the offseason, what you tried to get better at so you could better help this team this season.
Well, I mean, mainly what I focus on is just trying to expand my horizon as a player and focusing on helping out the team in other ways, like defensively more than offensively this year, and just trying to be a utility player and being all around, just play where they need me.
And I see on the sheet Coach sent us, you're also going to play free safety this offseason. I mean, what's that? Is that another step for you? I mean, is that something that's a position you played in youth ball or anything like that? Or is that something you're learning for the first time? How's that process been, learning how to play both sides of the ball too?
I mean, throughout my football experiences, it's been on and off. So it's kind of like my first time playing like full-time free safety. So, I mean, I'm getting the hang of it and something I'm starting to get more comfortable with.
And Christian Bonacquisti here also, and three or four times from different people, they would see the stat sheet from Rockford Lutheran, and they'd see Christian's, the amount of tackles he had last year, and they'd say, well, that's not possible. We got to get that fact checked. And every time we'd go to Rockford Lutheran, they'd say, yeah, that's actually the amount of tackles he had last year. So clearly an exceptionally important part of what the Crusaders want to do on defense. Christian, really everything is kind of trying to funnel towards you because they trust you to tackle in space and in the trench and everywhere along. That's a lot of pressure on you. Coming into your senior year, what were your goals? Was it to step up areas on the field? Was it to really step into the leadership off it and to be an extension of coach? What were your goals from your junior year to your senior year and what you were trying to improve on?
Kind of just like all-around leadership on the team. I mean, I was a captain last year, so just leader on the team, but I really wanted to, like, you know, lead them into battle each week and focus, spending time with the team during the summer. So, yeah, just both on the field and off the field, hanging out with them more, and then on the field, just continuing what I've done, being a strong force on the defense, helping on offense, so, yeah.
And Coach, clearly there's a reason you brought these two down with you. They're a representation of what we talked about earlier and being godly men and doing all the things you want in your football players. Talk about these guys in particular, what they bring to your football program, helping you be an extension of you as well as being great examples for their teammates.
Well, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I've coached a lot of good athletes, a lot of good athletes. I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of good young men. But, you know, besides just the being exceptional players, I mean, these guys right here are, yeah, they are exceptional football players. And, you know, they're certainly going to be guys that you'll see their name in the paper on Friday nights for yards, for tackles, for interceptions, for big plays. You know, these guys are also two of the best weight room attendance guys
yep.
in the off season. You know, I know Christian comes in on his days off. We're not working out, and he's asked our strength coach to come in special just to work him out up in the weight room. And it's not even lifting; it's the agility stuff. It's a little stuff. You know, every player's got strengths. Every player's got weaknesses. But Christian, we had a conversation about, you know, what he excels at and what he needs to work on. And his comment was, well, what do I need to get better at? So that's what he's worked on with Coach Fawcett. And Tiger as well, just is now being an upperclassman as a junior. The kids know that he's an athlete, but now, he's been more of a vocal leader this year and kind of moving a little bit more into that role. And I'm looking forward to big things out of both these guys on both sides of the ball this year.
Well, when we sent out the questionnaire and asked you about some of your strengths, you feel pretty good about your depth and experience on both the offensive defensive lines. A great piece of coach speak is it all starts up front. So when you have confidence in what's happening in the trenches, what does that allow you to do as the head coach with the skill guys? Does it allow you to get a little bit more creative because your offensive line can know how to do some more things? It leaves you have some more complex coverages because if you like, you can get pressure with 3, 4, 5 maybe. What does that allow you to do as a coach when you have that confidence in your line?
Well, it helps out, you know, because I'm sure you'll get to the weaknesses there in a minute.
Sure.
So we'll go there. Oh, it's like the job interview, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Just waiting for that question to come. What do you need to work on? But, the strength up front and the experience up front should help out the inexperience on the back end at the skill positions. You know, you talk about would you rather have an all-world runner or an all-world offensive line? Well, you know, I think I'd rather have the all-world offensive line because now they can make an average ball player, successful. And so, you're right. That's where it starts up front. And that should allow us, the nice thing with the defensive line, that should really free up, Christian and the other linebackers to run a little bit more and keep blockers off of them. And also with that pressure, that's just going to help out the back end. You know, Tiger, Tarek, Blake Washington. There's another senior that's going to be a corner for us, so he's going to, the experience back there. But, mostly we'll be young at those skill positions, and just being solid up front is really going to help us in that respect.
You obviously mentioned you've been in this business for a long time, for 20-plus years. Last year was your first year with Lutheran. I can't remember off the top of my head, so correct me wrong, but how much change did you have to put into the system? How much of what you want to do changed from what was there previously? And then you come into your second year now, is it a lot more fine-tuning? It's become a lot easier now because it's not learning a new system, but it's more of just fine-tuning that system.
Well, there were things that, and every coach has their own way of doing things and their own way of looking at things and their own way of running a program. And we came into Lutheran and there were some things that were done in the past that we loved and stayed with, and there were some things that I, felt we'd like to change. And, that's everything. That's culture. That's also X's and O's and just everything down to the little drills and everything else.
Right.
So we have changed up some things between this year and last year. Every coach does from year to year. So it has been some fine-tuning some things. And we're excited. Like I said, we got a lot of young guys that we're pretty excited about. So we're definitely like the way the future looks.
I like to ask this question of longtime coaches. How much has the game changed from a coaching standpoint? There's some obvious things about the amount of hitting and the more of the attention to concussions and things like that. But how much has the game changed over the years in terms of whether it be how you coach or the kind of athletes you're getting these days? I think kids are probably more prepared at a younger age than they were back 20 years ago. But kind of give me that sense of what you've seen over the course of your time coaching.
Wow. How long am I on for?
That much stuff. Huh?
We could talk for a couple hours there.
Yeah.
Both. Things are better now, and there are things that aren't as good now. Just a couple little examples. You got, obviously the X's and O's have changed and evolved. And, when I first started this, like I said, 20 years ago, you had a team that threw the ball 15 times a game. You were going, well, okay, wait a minute, watch out. They'll hurt you through the air. You gotta really keep,
Yeah.
And now if you got a team that throws it 10, 15 times a game, you're like, okay, we really gotta, take care of the run.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
The 4 and 5 wide stuff you'd never see. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of changes up schematically, changes up some of the type of ball players that you're looking for. And it also kind of expands the skill set of some kids. Those basketball players that didn't really want to get in the trenches, well, now you can get them out in space and throw them the ball and let them move a little bit. So X's and O's like that. But, you know, also it's just that, you know, I think more so now than ever, coaches have always been mentors. Coaches have always been role models. I mean, the only reason I'm sitting where I am is because I was fortunate enough to play for Vern Pottinger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've always had a impact, I think. But, you know, as teachers and coaches, you know, we have a lot of kids now that don't have a male influence or a role model around. So what you try to do is just give them little tidbits and kind of fill that void of family where sometimes that's not quite there.
Sure.
Coach, I'm going to have you hand the mic down to Christian there because he sat next to you, and that is the hot seat. When sit next to Coach, that means you have to answer my team's superlatives. You got to award a teammate to see who is the best this or the best that. So first out of the gate, it sounds like it might be you, but let's find someone else. Who would be the best candidate to give a pregame speech on your team?
We have a lot of guys that are very vocal on the team. I'd probably say either Tarek Blake Washington or Elijah Waller.
Okay.
They really like to talk.
I like that. So I can appreciate that. Yeah. I respect that. Your best dressed teammate, who has the best style? I think I might have stumped him with that one.
Yeah.
Now, every time I ask it, it always goes to a running back.
I might have to say Elijah Waller again.
Elijah Waller, what position does he play?
D-line.
Okay, well, that's the first D-line we've ever gotten for best dress.
Usually, yeah, those
that's
guys,
a good one.
Those guys usually in sweats and really bad shorts. And
yeah. He likes to dress up. He likes his...
And nothing wrong with that. Yeah. No, you got to have a little bit of swag.
He's got a big guy in a suit. That looks good.
Who's the teammate that always shows up in the same sweatpants and baggy t-shirt every day? Who's your worst dressed teammate?
Yeah, I'd probably say D'Antone Meadows.
Okay.
Our quarterback, he likes to roll in and whatever.
So they're really going against the grain here. Yeah. Skill positions are worst dressed, lineman or best dressed.
I like having the different answers. That's good. Your teammate with the most sauce. Who's got the most sauce on the team?
Probably Tarek Blake Washington or Tiger.
I like that. Right. I like that. Tiger's getting the shout out there. All right, appreciate that. Who on the team is most likely to get the aux cord pregame or postgame for the playlist?
Probably Luke Runblade.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think? What's one song that would make an appearance on the playlist? Nothing that wouldn't make it is what Tiger said. It's an eclectic mix.
He's always playing music.
All right.
Pre-game, post-game, in the locker room.
You got to make sure we have the right stuff pre-game, right stuff post-game. Randy, anything else you got for the Crusaders?
Well, just like I said, one last question for Coach Leonard. What aspects of this year that you've seen? Did you guys have your inter-squad game yet?
Yeah, we played it last night.
Okay,
last night,
so what things have you already seen and things like that will tell us that you guys are ready to make that next step up from what happened last season?
You know, right now we're just looking for consistency.
Okay.
You know, I think that's been our big phrase so far is just working to be consistent, you know, and being able to trust the guy next to you. You know, we're looking forward this year. We're looking forward to take a big step up. You know, we want to give everybody a game week in and week out. You know, we want to let them know that they were in a football game. And, you know, the way the effort's been out of the young men and the way that, you know, we've had been practicing, I'm really looking forward and excited about this year.